My mother was widowed. Father died when I was a year old. Mother never remarried, just had me. For the next 15 years, mother had women boarders. For 15 years, I lived among women. Sisters, women have a strong will. When I ask women, who has a stronger will, men or women? Some women are not sure. When I ask men, no man I've ever asked this ever said, men, they all know, especially husbands, they all know a woman has the stronger will. You're asking why I make a retreat. Now we need strength. And strength, period. Strength. Not to control the wills of others. That is natural to all of us. Do you hear me? You all naturally want to control others. But to control our own will. But to keep silent, not only with my mouth, but with my mind. When I am, say, just ignored. Father, sisters have told me, for the last 2 days, Sister so-and-so passed me by in the corridor, didn't even smile. Why do we need a retreat? Especially to surrender our will to the will of God, and have spirit. We must surrender our wills to the divine will every day, every hour, every minute, dare I say, every second. If we're going to watch our thoughts, our desires, our imagination. He must use our wills. Wills strengthened by God's grace. Thanks for having made a good retreat. We have one more part for this meditation. How to make a good retreat. First of all, let's all of us resolve, this will be the best retreat I've ever made in my life. And what a statement. Are you retreats to young people? And you are all young. I agree with retreats to older people. But you never know. This may be your last retreat. When you look at the list of the deceased missionaries of charity, some have been very young. How to make a good retreat. Maybe count the qualities of a good retreat. First of all, a good retreat should be made in peace. A good retreat is made with a peaceful mind and a peaceful heart. What is peace? Peace we define as the tranquility of order. In Latin, tranquillitas ordinis. When things are as they should be, there is peace. You might say, but why bring that up? Why even make that first? Because I know the devil. Do I ever know the devil? The favorite temptation of the devil for those who are trying to serve God and serve God very faithfully, the favorite temptation of the devil is to cause worry, anxiety, discouragement. And that's the last thing you need during a retreat. But you say, I reflect on my past sins. It makes me worry. It shouldn't. Thank God for the humiliations. So first peace. And when you find yourself getting disturbed during the retreat, no matter how pious the anxiety may be, put it away. It will come back. Put it away again. I tell people they should all have two brooms in their house. One broom for the house and one broom for the mind. One broom for the house, one broom for the mind. And let me tell you, you may have to sweep your mind more often than you sweep your room. I hope I'm making sense. Talk about junk getting into the mind. All kinds of debris, all kinds of ideas. And have no business being on the mind. Am I still making sense? And don't say, but those are my thoughts. Silly. There is no limit to the crazy thoughts we can have. First quality of a good retreat. Peaceful mind, peaceful heart. Second quality, silence. Mighty Father, we thought you knew the missionaries of charity. Don't you know that we keep silence? Yes, I know you keep silence. But silence is not mainly keeping the mouth shut. My favorite definition of silence is selective conversation. You know, we have ideas. Even when we sleep, you know that people talk in their sleep. Now some talk out loud, and if they're religious, they have the room changed. Silence is elective conversation. Whom, sisters, no matter how quiet the mouth may be, whom are we talking to? Spontaneously, naturally, easily, who else but ourselves? What kind of silence am I talking about? Selective conversation with whom? With God.